विष्णुपदाय कृष्णापृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवाणी पस्कजारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्रीअद्वैत गदाधर शिवाचार्य गौर भक्तवृंद हरे Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama,
last time, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Jaya Prabhu Pala, Jaya Prabhu Pala, Prabhu Pala, Chila Prabhu Pala. Hai Bo! Hai Bo! Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe. Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Shyam.
Yes, thank you, Bada Seja. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. This last session, which we have, is a little bit more informal. I always have the feeling that there are many questions left over, and then it's good to have a question and answer session where we just take from the box of questions and then answer them as brief as possible. I do hope that we will be very concise with each question, and therefore I require your good attention. This was a very brilliant idea to just, maybe we can also have here, and while I see you, Bhuta Bhavana, I need to speak just briefly after you. I have a brilliant idea. So here's the first question. What are the key qualities that young grihasthas need to develop? What are the key qualities that young grihasthas need to develop? I can only answer this from the answer of a dear friend of mine who is a grihastha, who said he found out that there should be a roof over the relationship. And the roof which protects the relationships from all unwanted factors which you can imagine. important is that you assist each other in your service to Krishna or in your progress. You need to assist each other and not do what most young couples and old couples and middle old couples do, is to expect. You must be like my ideal image. You need to support each other in your service to Krishna. And then there will be a very harmonious relationship, and you will understand more about what is a true loving relationship, which is deeper than a skin-deep relationship. Is it all right? We try to be brief, no? Recently you spoke about the power of blessings. I had a question which has been on my mind. Are there different stages of blessings or different levels? Do our dark spots impede in us receiving the full strength of blessing which is available to us? If yes, what can we do when we experience weakness of the heart to stay in the mood of a receiver? My dear devotees, if you want that the blessings come to you unimpeded, that means without an obstacle, bring the right container to capture the blessings. Like we had this Charanamrita was served, and there was a whole big container of Charanamrita. Now, if you wanted to have Charanamrita, if you would come like this with the hands, the pujaris would most probably not have given you anything, because the water or the Charanamrita runs out between the fingers. But if you have a container like this one, they can give you enough. So when you want blessings, bring your heart, but there shouldn't be holes in the heart. Holes in the heart which take care that the blessings run out, run in between, flow out, would be that you don't have a humble mood. You say, can I have some blessings, please? But you don't have the dinatva mood. You don't need to be very good in devotional service, but you need to be open and not a pretender. And once you are like this, you bring a heart which is the ideal receiver for blessings. A humble heart, a heart where there is no pretense, where there is deep honesty, is the best receiver for blessings, and you will keep the blessings there for a long time. I'm trying to be brief. Is this all right?
Yes.
Also, our mind is like a transparent glass sphere. It reflects everything around. Yes, can you see? Everything is reflected on the mind. The color of Gokrishna's head, what is reflected in the back, dresses, facial features, everything which we see is in the mirror of the mind. How to determine what ideas and desires in my mind are my own and what of somebody's association? What of somebody who has own expectations about me, and what comes from Krishna? What of all those does Krishna want? He wants the real you. Yes, often in our minds there are the reflection of others. Our Radhika Ranjan told me something. I want him to say it in the microphone. What is that? Did Ganesha Priya say about how we think we are? You know, there is a good devotee and a friend of ours, Ganesha Priya, who has 2 million clicks each video he does. And he once said that that we often reflect the expectations of others, and then we think that is what we are. So here comes the quote.
I'm not what I think I am. I'm not what you think I am. I am what I think you think I am.
Three times removed from reality, no? I don't think I am not what I think I am. I'm not what you think I am. I am, oh, here I lost it again. I am what I think you think I am. You can hear it on the tape recorder again, then you know. We are so removed from ourselves. And because we have adopted so many outside influences. So in Krishna consciousness, first question is, who am I? Ke ami, says Sanatana Goswami. Who am I? This is a very important thing. And for that, it is so important that when you chant, my dear devotees, maybe some of you should make a little cleansing, inner cleansing before, that you go, okay, I'm sitting down now. I am a servant of Krishna. I am now addressing my Lord. And then you chant in that relationship. And the more you do it, the more you will be authentic and people will like you. They will say, finally we found a dinosauria. And dinosauria is a species which has died long ago. We found an authentic person. And Krishna also will be very pleased with you like this. I begin to understand here as someone who has written multiple questions. So, to shake it a little. Yes, must be serious. Attention is one of the crucial tools for chanting. So true. From your long-time experience and knowledge, what would you say is attention? If we could make an image of it, what would attention look like? How is it attracted to something? What information about it is useful for us as chanters? Here comes your image. From this side. From the other side. Attention has something to do with the Sanskrit word utkanta. Utkanta means out of your neck, like it's you stretch forward in your eagerness to understand really clearly. So when you are attentive to the chanting, you put some utkanta into your eagerness, is out of one's collar, is collar, not color. Color, you stretch forward, and you want to know. Hare Krishna. Very simple attention. Attention also, my dear devotees, means a focus of the mind. When I'm attentive to something or someone, I don't think about so many other things. My next meal, a new app on the mobile telephone, my single focus. That is another word for attention. Lieber Gurudev, ich habe Spaß beim Chanten. This is a child, maybe. Nicht sagen. Deine. Ja. I like to chant, I like to get up, and I also like to read. But it happens regularly to me that I come into a state which is a little mental, where I when I'm thinking about my profession, how do I get the strength to continue to do my professional life, and how can I get the trust that it is very right the way it is? I have to translate from German. Or is this not so correct? And so on. Sorry for this highly spiritual question. Yes. When we look for a profession, there are two criteriums. The best profession is that which is according to my nature and that is beneficial to others. But it is very difficult to find a profession which suits my nature and that is beneficial to others. Practically, that is only teacher's job and maybe your teachers in the school or for grown-ups. Some of our preachers, in restaurants, for instance, they are getting an income by what they do. If you can't find a job that is according to your nature and is beneficial for others, then the next is a job which is suits your nature. That's the next best. Or something which is easy and gives you a lot of time to engage in those activities that are truly important for you in your spiritual life, in your Krishna consciousness. So there are a few things. Now, you can also make a job which is not so beneficial to others, beneficial by taking a certain percentage of the income and offering that to Krishna, seva. Then the devotees will take it and use it for the benefit of others. But to just work in order to get your bread is a little boring and not a very high activity. That's what everyone does. You must know one thing. A job or a work will very much influence you. Do you know this? You spend 8 hours a day doing it. It really influences you. 8 hours of intense concentration. It really leaves its influence on you. So better make sure that it is either according to your talent, it means according to your nature, it is easy for you to do, it's beneficial, or if it's not directly in contact with the benefit of others, then try to see that some percentage of the result is used in Krishna's service. Don't just work like everyone in this world. The insects work, the horses work, they make an effort just to eat. That would be a misuse of all the other qualities which you have as a human being, like compassion or a person who likes to grow or so on. Right means of income is very important. So nice. Here's another question. Maharaj, yesterday you explained Krishna has given key to gaining higher taste in Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, namely association and service to devotees. Then you raised the instruction, also find out what in your life gives you the higher taste. Is there any answer outside from Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam? I think we can continue to look in the Bhagavatam and the Gita, and why should it be outside? Maybe outside these two answers which have been given already. I know that there is in the Bhagavatam a lot of emphasis on hearing about Krishna. There's a very, very, very important emphasis, because this hearing about Krishna takes out the dirty things in your heart and gives you a taste for Krishna in the heart. Shrinvata Svakata Krishna, when you hear a lot about Krishna, Krishna appears in the heart and he himself removes all the dirty things which are accumulated in the heart. Krishna becomes your heart sweeper. You know, street sweeper. Now there's a heart sweeper. Are you enjoying this, or am I the only one who enjoys it? The human being likes to hear himself talking. Are we sure we have enough oxygen? This is my ongoing concern. Because all the devotees digest at the moment, and any fire, also the fire of digestion, requires big amounts of oxygen. So Sadhu Sangha is so important for us. Yes, it is. But often when I'm with a devotee who has the same talents and interests, who's doing the same seva, I compare myself to the person. A mood of competition comes in, or even envy. Yes, this is, I think we all know this. How can I be happy for a devotee who does the same things as me, but better? It's a wonderful question, no? I do not know who asked the question and should be remain confidential, but I can tell you, if you are in a male body, the male instinct is always for competition. They are competition machines. So, and it is the beginning of all suffering. What I have seen in my long, long years of Krishna consciousness are two things, not so long, I mean, but quite something. I always ask myself, what's the point of service? It's to please Krishna. And when someone does service better than I, there are many who do it, also amongst my disciples, I should see this is very nice, because Krishna must be satisfied with their service. That's also what I want. And even if I cannot always think like this, that I want only Krishna to be happy, I, by my faith and by my training, I'm convinced that this is the point of service. Let us say like this. Let us say there is a birthday child. Let us put, for a change, Radhika Ranjan here. And all of us bring gifts for Radhika Ranjan. Now I know that Radhika Ranjan has a special taste for such and such thing. I will not now construct something, because I do not know. A special item maybe, or a new harmonium, a new harmonium. But it was his birthday, I gave him a present, but I forgot that he likes harmoniums for his service. And then I see how Gaur Krishna brings him a new harmonium and Radhika Ranjan smiles. Oh, I wanted a new harmonium. Now I have an excellent new harmonium. Should I think, oh, this rascal Gaur Krishna, he has given a better present than I have? Or should I be happy? Radhika Ranjan is satisfied. Today is his birthday. We all want that he is satisfied. I think when you think like this, that Krishna consciousness is about Krishna consciousness and not about me consciousness, then you can be satisfied. Also, I once heard something from a god brother of mine. He said to me that, see, any individual success in a movement of family of devotees becomes a shared success. In other words, when so-and-so does an excellent service, then if I'm connected to so-and-so, Krishna somehow accepts me also in that service. He thinks, that's why when we actually cooperate, my dear devotees, then if we actually are a loving community, then if one individual member offers something, Krishna thinks the whole community has offered this. Isn't it? I have learned about football. Two years back I've learned about football. And I have understood if there is one football player who is extremely talented. In England there is one Mr. Hurricane. His name is Hurricane. Yes, no? The English people know. Hurricane, Mr. Hurricane. So he is a good footballer, also has a nice character, by the way, I have heard, been informed. And when he scores or shoots a goal, the whole English team goes, ha! Because it's a shared success, that goal. And in football, they have to cooperate, no? Otherwise, it is not possible to play the game very efficiently. So this is in Krishna consciousness also. If someone does exceptionally good, we others share. Maharaj, pranams! It's in German. Can you please give me a tip how I can stop always having expectations in others, in a situation? I'm in this human body and I have my desires, so how can I stop having expectations? First of all, do you know that your expectations are not often fulfilled? In rare cases, it's better than your expectations, but in most cases, your expectations are here, the reality is here, it doesn't match, it doesn't come up to your expectations. And then you are satisfied. I have learned something, my dear devotees, and I have. It took me some time, because I noted these expectations killed me. When I would go to a festival, I thought, it must be like this. And it was not like this. When I went to a country, new country, I thought, it must be like this, full of sunshine and mangoes on every tree, but it was full of cold rain and rotting German apples on every tree. I often found out the reality not moving according to my expectations. And now I have just learned to accept reality the way it is and be happy. I was a weather freak, like all of it. In Germany, they always talk about the weather. You also have heard Germans, that's the main subject. Even for my birthday, I received emails on the weather situation. Yes, we expect a hurricane in Germany, and everyone starts to fasten his seatbelt already. So weather is main subject. It is, in my experience. So I would be happy when there would be good sunshine, and I would be unhappy if there would be London rain. But then I read one about what one enlightened master said. The master said, "The weather is not good, and it is not bad. It is simply the weather." You follow the weather is weather. Good rain is weather. Sunshine is weather. It is all the same thing. It's only the mind which puts these etiquettes on something, and even good and bad, and even goes further. I expect the reality to bend in my way that I can put the etiquette good on it. But this is so unreal, and it is the birthplace of misery to think like this. If you want to have expectations, and you cannot do without, like the devotee says, I have desires, I'm a human being, and one byproduct is expectations. Also, someone who desires will have expectation. Desire at a place where you have influence. Let me draw two circles for you. The first circle, can you see it? It's a small circle. And here is another circle. Can you see it? It's a bigger circle around the smaller circle. The small circle is the things which you can influence in your life. The big circle are the things which you can absolutely not influence, like the weather, the inner weather of people, and so on. So most of the people are constantly in this big circle. That means the many, 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 proportionately much more things that they cannot influence. The intelligent person works in the smaller circle of his expectations, things which he can influence. For instance, I found out during this festival I was at times tired, but I could also get up if I wanted, and I wanted, of course, to be with you. And I could influence this. I could put my alarm clock at this proper time so that I would be able to finish everything and be fresh in the morning for my service here. Stay in the circle of your influence. Don't go outside of the circle to your expectations and things which you can't change. And this is my advice. Is it clear or is it too abstract for you? Good. Quite clear. Good. I feel that I'm lonely and very emotionally disconnected. I want to develop relationships with devotees. However, I feel that my trust and confidentiality has been broken many times by devotees. How do I overcome this fear so that I can create nourishing relationships? I can only say, in the face of disappointments, just understand the human nature is weak and there are sometimes failures. Try again until you find someone who is worthy of your trust and keeps the things which you tell them in confidence. But this only will happen if you become a trustworthy and confidential person. Don't expect others to do what you have not yet done. I really find that out, my dear devotees, in my own life. Become a trustworthy and confidential person, and then people see, they deal with a man of or person with integrity, and then they feel bad if they break your trust and confidentiality. But of course, if they are not yet very developed, and we meet also many of such people, then just be a little bit intelligent and find out who is a person who can be trusty. But most of the time I have seen, if you work on yourself, then you attract the right type of friends in your life. But if you are not yet working on yourself, then you attract the wrong type of people in your life. Because birds of the same feather flock together. We say in German, gleich und gleich gesellt sich gern. If I'm crazy, I will always invite a crazy person in my association. The crazy people will become attracted to me. If I'm serious, then serious people will want to associate with me. No? It's like this. Most of the time, but not always. Not always, but most of the time. Oh, here's another one on this subject. You spoke about emotional disconnection. I have two questions. First, I got the impression that Krishna enjoys the intense emotions of his devotees, also if they appear negative from the material viewpoint. Is my thinking correct? You spoke about emotional disconnection. Do I have the right understanding that Krishna enjoys intense emotions even if they are negative? Like Mother Yashoda says, you thief, you small little thief, you are a monkey. Then Krishna says, Mother, if I'm a monkey, then let me leave you and go into the forest and stay with the monkeys. No, 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 no. When Krishna said like this, it was an intense exchange, then Mother Yashoda decided to bind him and punish him like this so that he would not run with the monkeys. Yes, this is in the spiritual world where affection is sometimes expressed like this. I once had learned a very nice lesson. I tend to be polite with people only if I feel I need to tell them exactly what they need to hear and may not want to hear. But if I think it must be said, and if I don't say it, no one will say it to the person, then I do this very difficult work to say to throw a bomb on someone, and so on. I've done this lesser and lesser and lesser because people in Kali Yuga, I found out, are more and more vulnerable and insecure. But once, so I tend to have become quite polite. So one devotee, very nice devotee, said to me, don't please always talk to me so politely as if I'm an outsider. Talk to me and tell me, can you please, sweep the floor here? Can you please do this for me? Please boil the water. Then I know that you have accepted me. You know, that tell me something, even if you think I won't like to do it. Please, now clean my shoes, they are dirty. Do this and that. A confidential person will like this very much. So Because in the spiritual world, the relationships are so super confidential and so close. Krishna likes it more to hear the chastisement from the gopi than he likes to hear the endless hymns from the Vedas chanted by highly qualified brahmanas. Yeah, but that's in the spiritual world. Second question. I learned that one maybe has to feel material emotions in the body. No, can't feel if they're only in our heads. I think also true for spiritual emotions. My God, it's not a native English speaker, and he has a writing like Mr. Hyde. We hear how the devotees experience bodily transformations when they are in ecstasy. I learned that one has to feel material emotions in the body. My dear devotee, I cannot make sense out of the question, so kindly forgive an old man for his disability to read a Picasso-like language, Picasso-like handwriting. Picasso is a good artist, no? How should we attract the mercy and blessings of the devotees? Serve them. One need to have a thick relationship with the spiritual master to make progress and get mercy on the path of devotional service. On the other hand, guru is one, and in our cases, the spiritual master links us to Srila Prabhupada. Could you please comment? Thank you. Yes, one has to have a thick relationship with the spiritual master, good, strong relationship. But I want to tell you a secret. The way you make a spiritual relationship to someone is very different than you make a material difference. I have two disciples with whom I could never speak because the language is so different. I mean, they don't understand English. I do not understand Russian and Polish language. I don't understand. But I have felt, and they have felt, we talked about this with the Dolmetscher, that our relationship is so thick. Not because we talked with each other, but because they served so nicely. And then that glues the relationship more together than the things we might do or hope to do in material relationships. Yes? Is that clear? When we feel that there is disconnection in the guru-disciple relationship, how can we connect again? Wonderful question. I will be perfectly honest with you so that you know, sometimes in my life there were weeks maybe where I did not really think about my relationship to Prabhupada but was just active in his service. I mean, but I didn't think of him. I was just doing the many, many things of which happen when you are preaching in Krishna consciousness. And then I became again aware that maybe there's something I should do to strengthen my relationship with him. And what I did always, I started to read in his books and listen to his recorded lectures. And I have always seen that that brought me in the connection with him. I remember Srila Prabhupada told us, if you read my books, we will be connected and I think it works, it happens, it's good, it's realistic. So therefore I'm very happy with yesterday's presentation by Bhakti Gamya and Vrinda and so on, who brought out this guru disciple, who are bringing out this guru disciple thing. It is very lively, it is very good. They will just do a little bit more work on the text. There's a few writing mistakes and grammar mistakes and so on. And then they will present it to all of us. And I think it is very good. So when you can't connect on the physical platform, means talking with him, no problem. You connect through the Vani. Here's another. Yeah, it's in German. Please tell me why Krishna gives me such intensive lessons about let go, you know, detachment. Do you sometimes feel that also? Again and again, the same unlearned lesson is placed before you. And you can only, and you think, well, he's really making his point here. I should let go, I should detach. It's most probably when you have not yet detached. Do you know this game, the tug of war? You get a strong rope in your hand, you can have a team, and then there is on the other side another team, and you tuck the rope. Children do this, no? Have you seen? Have you done? Now imagine, there's one person on the rope holding, and there is a stronger, much stronger opponent on the other. And already the rope is going through the hand of the weak person and takes out parts of the flesh of the hand, and that is full of blood. And you come to him and say, let go of the rope. No, I have to. No, you let go and you go home and eat a pizza. No need to hurt yourself. No, I must keep. Many times we are in the same situation. We are holding on to something which is so miserable, gives us so much pain. And Krishna says, let go, let go. You know, you have not yet chanted your rounds. Sit down and chant your rounds instead. But we think, no. I had this often in my childhood. We played on the island where I lived a lot of tugs of wars. And, oh, Krishna. My hands are still bleeding when I remember. Let go. Why? It's not important. Sometimes I feel I'm not getting closer to Radha and Krishna. This is your illusion that you feel you only sometimes. Sometimes I'm feeling I'm not getting closer to Radha and Krishna despite my very absorbed sadhana. What else can I do? Become real. We are fallen souls. We need to get them mercy somehow. I believe what you can do is learn the art of prayer. When Krishna sees someone sincerely crying for his mercy, he absolutely cannot keep himself away from such a person. Yeah, how do we let Radharani's mercy flow into our life? Oh. This is prayer by Raghunath Das Goswami about this. He says, we should get to the holy land of Vrindavan, where the dust is touched by the lotus feet of Radha. We should go through the forest of Vrindavan, where she has passed by, and we should discuss with those devotees who are deeply immersed in a loving relationship with Radharani. Such a person gets close to Radharani. So you get the dust, you walk through the forest of Vrindavan, and you discuss with those devotees who are very dear to Radharani. Such a devotee gets a taste of what is called Syamrasa. Syamrasa means when Radharani is in exchange with Krishna. Maharaj, pranams! Thank you! I serve more than 22 years here. Here means in the project. But I do not feel myself connected. I don't know what went wrong. What do I have to change? I know Goloka Dham very, very well. Goloka Dham is very blissful when there are so many devotees, like during festival times. But then, when outside the festivals, especially in the winter, we have made observations, devotees, it's a little bit more tougher. There are not so many devotees there for the kirtans. And what I lived here for maybe 10 years or so was my base here. I lived in a small little house, the Karuna Bhavan. And what I learned is there is one center in Goloka Dham. If you are connected with that center, you are extremely connected. There is one Lord and his mistress in Goloka Vrindavan, in Goloka Dham. They are always there waiting for us. What I've learned is if I connect here in Goloka Dham with Radha Madan Mohan, the life is extremely blissful, extremely blissful. I request you to make an experiment in your own life and come here, especially during the cold winter months, when you can really get overwhelming results and really connect and serve Radha Madan Mohan. You will see, you feel very blissful. I think maybe you do this already, but this is the answer which I can give. Oh. I'm giving my best. How are you doing? Is it all right for you? Should we go more, less? That was not convincing. What kind of spiritual requirements should a disciple have? Does the guru have spiritual requirements? If so, what would they be? Maybe you are alluding to the quotation which I quoted from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that where I said, according to the requirements, the disciple gets a certain guru who can fulfill these requirements. So, this type of requirements for a beginner in spiritual life are, maybe a more intellectual person needs a guru who explains things either in an intellectual way or in a way that bypasses his mind and reaches him on another way. Oh, Krishna. Other requirements are there. I know that some disciples are very much on the social level, and I know that there are gurus who are very much active on the social level. They give also seminars which they feel help their disciples to develop various qualities like listening skills, etc., and so on. So if you are such a person, then maybe such as and have such a requirement, you can see that you can go to a guru who can talk like this and touch you and elevate you like this. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur talked also about another much higher subject than our present conditionings and the requirement which we have in it. And he spoke about spiritual requirements. Sometimes a devotee needs to hear more about Dasya Rasa, Vatsalya Rasa, Madhurya Rasa. I have looked at my disciples and I have seen that I carefully look if they just talk about these things or if they mean them. And yes, when they mean them, yes, something needs to be done on that level. Hare Krishna, we would get now into the details. I would, it's a little late. I wouldn't be able to do a very good job here. My dear devotees, should we say two more questions and then we end? Good. Let's do that. Now, why do you laugh? This is very important. These went out of the selection. A natural process of selection. What is still in there? Relations with devotees are very significant for spiritual practice, as you mentioned often. What is wrong with me if I feel that it's just waste of time? And I better go and distribute books on the street. Although at the same time, it is very rarely in my case when my preaching gives results that I can see. So yes, you going distributing and there are not so much results. Yes. My dear devotee, do you want to cheat yourself or do you want to be real? We often mask our own weaknesses with a very good-looking mask. Often we do that. Oh yeah, if I'm not with devotees, I distribute books. And everyone says, "Oh wow, you're sacred. You're distributing books. You are very honest. You say I'm not doing very well in book distribution." My dear devotees, you can find reasons to avoid what is good and make them sound very acceptable. You have to see what is... You know, we had a lecture in the Buckland Hall. That's where the mentorship programs of the Pandava Sena take place, training programs. And there was one wonderful devotee. He gave a lecture called The Sensitive Topic. No one of us knew what would be the sensitive topic. One thought maybe this and the other thought that topic. So he opened his lecture and said, "What could be the sensitive topics? Anyone has an idea?" He's asked like this. And some ideas came and then he said, "No. This is your idea, but my idea is different." And he said he wanted to talk about being sensitive in devotional relationship. Sensitive means feeling the other out, understanding the other. And Then he told me something to which I could relate very much. He said when he joined Krishna consciousness, he didn't look for relationships. He wanted to get away from all relationships. And I was also like this. I did not want to be with, you know, relationships, understand other people. I wanted to just go back to Krishna and stop this relationship business forever with others. And then he described his journey in Krishna consciousness, and he said he understood much later the benefit of relationships. But I would like to add something to this. I have seen in our movements that there are very nourishing relationships, but there are also relationships where you, I mean, or types of association where you don't feel nourished and you think, I just wasted my time here in this. Is it your experience as well, or is it? No one wants to say because it's a little painful, I understand. So, when we say sadhu sangha, we need to find sadhus, that is, those who are genuinely interested to move forward. And we need also to look out for people who are like-minded, who can understand us, where we feel trusting. And so on. So I think there's nothing wrong with you, but maybe you did not yet find sadhu sangha. So endeavor more, and then you will find for sure. So last question. Whew. I must say I'm getting now a little vata also, so I tried to focus, and I can do one more question. I always joke a little. I don't know what is in the question, so I will just... This one. Maharaj, in this morning class, you mentioned that you would have us do an exercise or thought experiment to aid us in finding our essence, our one true wish, that which will help us transcend the division of our soul. Was that exercise folded into the lecture as Srila Prabhupada's instruction, or is there another exercise that we can do? My sincerest thanks and obeisance. A wonderful question. Thank you so much. I felt I explained the exercise, but I didn't make it step one, step two, step three. And I'm happy that you asked this question. So I will do now one step, two step, and three step. I don't think we can do the exercise now because you need to be in a well-rested mood, a little bit, you know, on your own, not with so many. And... so on. But it's first, you need to ask yourself the simple question, is this what I want to do? Or is it what I think I should do? Just find how, and you identify. For instance, for me, I have many projects and programs. But if you asked me sincerely what I want to do, there are only two things. I want to give retreats and write books about the glories of the Holy Name and help devotees to go deeper. That's on one thing side. And the other side is I sincerely want to help non-devotees and also devotees who are interested to live a life which is conducive for their spiritual development in Krishna. spiritual development in general and Krishna consciousness in specific. The other things which I, there are many other things which I do, but I don't really want to do them. I do them out of duty, and I'm thinking now I want to focus more on the holy name and on this life school, you know, which is favorable for the development of Krishna consciousness. That is me. So you, I did this exercise before, and therefore I know. You have to just do it a little bit. You can do it like this. I want to do this. Then you ask the question, really? Oops. Then you ask another question. Is there another thing which gives you more energy when you think of it? At the moment when you said, I want to do it, it sounded a little energy-less. Okay. Well, and then the person smiles. I want to cook for Krishna. We have a very nice friend of Krishna, a devotee in the congregation, who was thinking after he met Krishna consciousness what he really wants to do for Krishna. And then he wanted to arrange big kirtan programs in all German towns. Then at another time he wanted to produce and sell marmalade. I remember this. Then another thing he wanted to do, I cannot tell you. It is our secret. And then there was another thing. I don't know. He had many ideas. And I always told him, ask yourself the question, can you do this for a longer time? Do you know what he does now? He prepares salad. And while he does it, he has various recipes with quinoa, with all good things, you know. And he does it. He says, "I'm in the kitchen and I am almost in trance preparing salad." Wow, I said, "Congratulations!" And how is it running with your restaurant? He has opened a restaurant. Maharaj, he said, it's running so good. Twice the German TV was there in my restaurant filming my salad and my the people who eat it and who are praiseworthy. And you know what? I think of Krishna while I prepare my salad. Wow, I said, amazing. And do you know what? No. People now eat my salad, and afterwards they ask me about things, how the soul fell from the spiritual world and the material world. and other such questions. I said, this is a power salad, you know. I must eat the salad also. And I ate it two times. I ate the power salad. It is available, yes, in the town of Gießen. It is available. And it's really Gokrishna, isn't it? You never tried? You should, then you have a good voice. It's really, you have not tried? And you didn't come with us. So mega salad. He has found what he wants to do for Krishna, not what he should do for Krishna. And so, okay, you find what you wish to do, and then you do make concrete steps out of it. That is, say you want, you can also go with lesser goals, you know, that you want to be more, let us say, have better friendships, no? Then learn how to put this wish into something concrete by inviting someone on Saturday and going with a canoe on the river with the person and talking about the things which need to be talked. Hare Krishna. I thank you very much. I gave my best. Thank you. I will put the, it's so Darwinian, you know, that the natural selection, the weaker falls to the side. We will put them back in the safe box here so that they are not anywhere else. And I will pray that Krishna will give you, I'm sincere, will give you all the answers you need to have for the remaining questions which are in here. Please don't feel disappointed that your question was not answered. Sometimes to just find out the question may be even more important than to find out an answer, a possible answer. This is not an answer which I give to excuse my or to rationalize that your questions were not answered. It's sometimes very useful when you sit down and ask yourself the questions. Thank you very, very much. Now, Gaurahari, I see you are here. Can we just maybe end 3 minutes a kirtan? And then, yeah, and just 3 minutes. And then the... really, it will be... what should we sing, O Krishna? I have a few surprises also here I've written down. Just to conclude, no? My dear devotees, sit down again. It's really only 3 minutes. It's just to conclude. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. A little louder, if possible. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare
Oh! Hi, Bo!
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Bo,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Oh,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Ho ho,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna. Prabhu Pada, Jaya Prabhu Pada, Jaya Prabhu Pada, Sila Prabhu Pada. Jaya Ragonitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Radha Kanaya Lala Radha Kanaya Lala Siddhate. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Siddhate. Ora prema nandi ari 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 bo Hare Krishna. I thought to do the last melody a little bit. It means now you may go. It gets a little, the kirtans can get very active, and then now you need some activity to pack your things and move on. So Hare Krishna.